In an airplane, a Northwest Airlines plane returned to Metro Airport early this morning after smoke reported from one of its engines. The plane did land safely. It was on its way to Philadelphia. It had returned to Detroit Metro Airport, landed safely, and no injuries were reported. Coming up on News Radio 950, an update of your money at 4:55. WWJ Sports Time is 4:45. Time for the CMC Telecom NFL Scoreboard Show, sponsored in part by Roto-Rooter and by Jerome Duncan Ford. And with all of the details on not a good day for the Detroit Lions, Mike Sinnott, they're done for the year, huh?
They are done. 23-20, Bears over the Lions, as Paul Ehlinger hits a field goal to win it for the Chicago Bears. The Lions dropped to 9-7 on the year. They are out of the playoffs. Detroit jumped out to an early 10-zip lead when Charlie Batch hit tight end David Sloan on a 9-yard touchdown strike with 6:52 left in the first quarter.
High formation, Schlesinger moving from the fullback spot. Back goes Batch, throwing to the end zone, touchdown. David Sloan for the score.
That's Mark Champion with a call on Team 1270 WXYT. After a pair of Paul Ehlinger field goals, the Bears trailed 10-6. But Cade McNown hit Marty Booker on a 27-yard touchdown to give the Bears a 13-10 lead. Lions quarterback Sonny Case in the game for the injured Charlie Batch put Detroit on top 17-13 with a 13-yard quarterback draw.
Sonny Case in relief for Charlie Batch. There's another draw to the 10, to the 5. Sonny running. Touchdown, Lions. Sonny Case takes it in behind David Sloan's block.
Bear defensive back R.W. McQuarters' 61-yard interception return of a Sonny Case pass for the Bears back on top 20-17 with 6:31 left in the third. Lions kicker Jason Hansen had a 26-yard field goal to tie the game at 20. Bears got the ball back and attempted a game-winning field goal. Here's Mark Champion with a call on Team 1270 WXYT.
Lions season could come to a halt. Michigan State's Paul Ehlinger from 54, and the Lions season is over.
That's it. Lions dropped to 9-7 on the year. The Bears improved to a whopping 5-11. Bears 23, the Lions 20. Elsewhere, the Buccaneers lose to the Packers 17-14. Ryan Longwell with a field goal in overtime to win it for the Packers. They'll not go to the playoffs, though. The Rams head into the playoffs. They're 10-6 on the year following a 26-21 win at New Orleans. Marshall Faulk with 220 yards rushing and two touchdowns. The Eagles over the Bengals 16-7. Donovan McNabb, 198 yards passing and a touchdown. WWJ Sports Time is 4:48, way ahead of myself. Time now for traffic and weather together. Let's check out the roads with Mark Wayne.
Yeah, we're still trying to clear that problem. 75 northbound at M59. Police on the scene with a rollover there. Going to find a little bit of a backup as you head through that area. Also, Southfield southbound just before McNichols. Police wrapping up with that accident there. And then another one a little bit further south just after McNichols. Another accident that went in the clearing stages there. Also want to keep in mind Hines Drive between Merriman and Outer Drive. That is closed nightly for the Wayne County Light Fest, and that does run through the end of the year. Also some heavier traffic volumes, too, along Featherstone Drive and University Drive as those unhappy Lions fans leave the Silverdome. I'm Mark Wayne with traffic on your official winter survival station, WWJ News Radio 950.
Thanks, Mark Wayne. Here's AccuWeather meteorologist Bob Larson with our forecast.
Very cold and somewhat windy this Christmas Eve, Mike. Some snow flurries, low 6, wind chills well below 0. Christmas Day, brisk and very cold. Clouds subside, a few flurries, and high of 16. The current temperature, Metro Airport, 21. This is AccuWeather meteorologist Bob Larson on WWJ News Radio 950.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the House of Watch Fans. Final today, Bears 23, Lions 20. No playoffs for the Lions. More of the CMC Telecom scoreboard coming up after this on WWJ News Radio 950.
Every year when pipes go bad, when faucets drip, when toilets don't work, and water heaters stop heating. Every year when plumbing troubles strike, more than 1.5 million people from coast to coast strike back. With Roto-Rooter. America's neighborhood plumber.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
Legal troubles.
1-800-4-ROOTER.
Here's the score. If you're shopping for a new car at Jerome Duncan Ford, you get $1,000 more for your trade than from any other dealer, guaranteed. Ford, GM, Chrysler, Import. Employees get $1,000 more for your trade than from any other dealer, guaranteed. And Jerome Duncan Ford has more conversion vans and custom trucks in stock than you've ever seen. That's why Jerome Duncan is the biggest volume Ford dealer in Michigan. Jerome Duncan Ford. Van Dyke at 17 and a half miles, Sterling Heights.
Remember last year when you put off your holiday shopping to the last minute and swore you'd never do it again? Well, this is Michael Max from the House of Watchbands, and I'm here to help. Just come to the House of Watchbands and consider it done. You'll find great selection, great prices, and great gifts for everyone on your list from the largest selection of watches, clocks, and watchbands anywhere. Sure, it's a little early, but come now, and we'll even gift wrap it for you. So call 1-800-WATCHES for the location nearest you, or visit us at 1-800-WATCHES.com.
Mike Zinnebank of the CMC Telecom scoreboard on WWJ News Radio 950. Lions season's over. Bears 23, Lions 20 elsewhere. Orlando Madre hits a 49-yard game-winning field goal as the Dolphins beat the Patriots 27-24. Redskins 20, Cardinals 3. Stephen Davis 120 yards rushing. Big game in Baltimore, Jets and Ravens. Here's Jerry Coleman with the report.
The Ravens and any chance for the Jets to make the postseason, beating New York 34-20 for their seventh straight win. Baltimore fell behind 14-0 in the first quarter after Vinny Testaverde threw a pair of touchdown passes, but Testaverde just fell apart in the second quarter, committing four turnovers, including three interceptions. The last one returned 98 yards by Chris McAllister for what turned out to be the go-ahead score. Jermaine Lewis would add two punt returns for scores in the second half, and the Ravens keep their home field advantage hopes alive for the postseason, topping the Jets 34-20. Baltimore's defense also sets the single-season mark for fewest points allowed in the season, breaking the mark set by the 85 Bears. In Baltimore, I'm Jerry Coleman for News Radio 950 Sports.
Falcons over the Chiefs 29-13. Elsewhere, 4 o'clock games, Vikings and Colts tied at 7. Peyton Manning and Dante Culpepper touchdown passes in that ball game. Chargers 14 and the Steelers 7. The Chargers 1-14 on the air. Steelers trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. Raiders 7 and the Panthers 3. With a CMC Telecom scoreboard at 15-45 past each hour, Mike Zinn at WWJ News Radio 950.
Information. It's absolutely critical to the success of today's automotive decision maker.